This is WMUK's West Southwest. I'm Gordon Evans. University of Michigan professor Jonathan Friedman is discussing Jewish identity at Kalamazoo College through the prism of the Amazon show Transparent. We'll speak with him coming up. But first, community foundations in Kalamazoo and Battle Creek and the United Way of the Battle Creek and Kalamazoo region have started a new fund in the wake of this past weekend's shooting in Kalamazoo. According to those organizations, it will address immediate and long-term needs in the community. Battle Creek Community Foundation CEO Brenda Hunt, along with Carrie Pickett Irway, the CEO of the Kalamazoo Community Foundation, and Mike Larson, CEO of the United Way of the Battle Creek and Kalamazoo region, have developed the Help Now Fund. Carrie Pickett Irway and Mike Larson join us in studio. Thank you for being here.
Thanks
for having us.
Okay, this happened all relatively quickly. We first heard early this week, maybe even Sunday, that something was going to develop. If you could maybe give us, as we call it in journalism, the TikTok of how your organizations started talking and how this all sort of came together.
I think for us, like many other people, you kind of woke up Sunday morning to this tragedy on the news. Whether it was social media or all over the news in the paper, we were trying to learn as much as we could at the beginning to understand what was happening. And as you can imagine, in our regional community, people truly care and want to help immediately. And that really begun in both communities by individuals and companies and organizations reaching out to us, saying, how can we help? And that really started fast in Battle Creek with the Kellogg Company reaching out to both United Way and the Battle Creek Community Foundation and actually establishing a fund and putting resources into that because they wanted to help immediately. And then we were already also talking across the community because this violent act didn't have boundaries around it. It's impacted our regional community. So we immediately started to communicate. Carrie and I were talking, and Brenda, we realized that...
Brenda is Brenda Hunt.
Brenda Hunt, who's the CEO of the Battle Creek Community Foundation. We agreed that even though a fund was established on that Sunday night, we wanted to talk about what could we do regionally to serve those individuals and families in the immediate term and also the long term. So from there, we actually scheduled a meeting and had a conversation on Monday morning as a group to look at what could we do to be responsive to this need.
And just, I think what we recognize is when there is an event like this in a community, first and foremost, we're drawn to the victims and their families, and our compassion and our support goes out to them. It's very difficult in community to witness other people's pain and suffering and not be moved to action. And so this fund, I think, was really created as a vehicle for individuals across the region, but also across the country, to find some way to give back and to support the community that they love. And so we're not actively fundraising for the resources, but it's a tool and a resource for people if they want to be a part of this philanthropic response.
And if somebody does want to give, the basic way is through one of the websites, Kalamazoo Community Foundation, Battle Creek, or the United Way?
This is really where the collaboration becomes real. All of our websites and other resources throughout the community are pointing folks to the webpage, which is the Help Now Fund. And you'll have an opportunity once you get to that website to add direction or a request for your philanthropic contribution. If you're interested in supporting the families, the victims and their families, you can do that there. Or if you're interested in supporting the community response to the tragedies, you can direct it that way as well. And as Mike said, you know, we're really trying to help the community think about short-term and immediate needs, but also a longer-term conversation about gun violence and community safety. We recognize that the events from last weekend are horrific and tragic, but they're in the context of broader gun safety conversations that really need to be had across the community.
Do you know yet the other organizations that you're going to work with here, in terms of, you know, where you're going to funnel this money when you have it. Do you have an idea of that yet, or is that still in the development process?
I think we're still in the development stages of that. We also on Monday, we actually pulled one of our key partners, Griffin Place, here in Kalamazoo, which actually serves regionally across our communities. And they're providing direct counseling services for individuals and families that are struggling with this, but they also manage the 211 call center. So when somebody has a need and doesn't know where to turn, people can dial 211 and get directly connected to somebody. So, and they have a network of organizations that they partner with to provide services. So actually, yesterday afternoon, there was a network of providers from both Battle Creek and Kalamazoo coming together to understand what's happening at the ground level, what are their needs, what are they seeing, and then how can they make sure they have the capacity to support the needs of individuals and families. So we're already bringing people together, bringing those expertise, because we do have those expertise in our community.
That was another really great example of collaboration across these boundaries, across boundaries of agencies and services, but also the geographic region as well. There were over 20 providers all working together and thinking about both the short-term immediate needs, but also the long-term needs as well. One thing that our partner, the Battle Creek Community Foundation, is doing related to the distribution of the funds, those funds that are being designated to support the victims and their families will be set aside in funds and accounts, and those funds will be used at the discretion of the family. And so they're really trying to provide immediate and responsive access to those resources for the families.
Do you have some sort of process or an idea yet of what you might do with money that comes in, as we say, unrestricted, where people just say, I want to help, here's my check? And then, you know, how do you have a decision-making process yet in place for where that goes?
We know that there will be an advisory council, and it will be regional in nature, and we know that we will consult in some way with the victims and their families. Beyond that, we don't know enough about how many resources will be available and what needs we'll need to respond to. So that's something we'll definitely, that will be evolving over the next days, weeks, and months.
I think the key for us is we want to be good stewards of these resources. Mm-hmm. And being very thoughtful in how we invest those resources back into the community, be very transparent on how those resources. There's no administrative fee or anything like that's being taken out of this. 100% of the resources that are going to be given to this fund are going to go directly back into the community to help.
Mm-hmm. Kara, you mentioned that you're really not actively fundraising here. You're just sort of giving people a portal. So would one read into that then that there's not necessarily a goal or an amount of money that you're saying that you want to raise?
Correct. We want to be a resource for people who are moved to be supportive to the victims, the families, and to the community.
You know, people came to us and asked us, would you do this? Mm-hmm. We also raise resources in different ways for our own organizations, and this is not what this is about. This is really a response to our community, creating a vehicle for them to give back.
So you mentioned here's a couple different things. Let's talk about what you would hope to do short term to try and address the needs in the community. What specifically falls under the category of short term?
Well, I think what we heard from the direct service providers at that gathering yesterday is that we have not yet seen a significant increase in requests for emergency crisis therapy, counseling, those kinds of services that help people deal with traumatic events. We haven't seen a huge uptick in that. The concern from the group of providers is that perhaps people don't know where those services are and that they are available to the community. So in the short term, we anticipate trying to support communications that help people know what's available, how to access it, and really get the immediate therapeutic support that they need. Long term, I know that there are some conversations that folks want to have about how do we plan for a safer community and how do we address some of the issues related to gun violence, and not just in events like this, but throughout our communities, throughout our neighborhoods, throughout our region.
We experience violence in our communities on a daily basis. And so it's a much bigger issue than just this incident. We see it day in and day out, and I think this has brought a high level of attention to it. And that's not a bad thing for us as a community to see that. And I think there is real opportunity for us to be very intentional about how do we bring our community together to have a bigger conversation around violence as a whole.
Well, let's delve maybe a little bit more into long term. I mean, how do you determine what are the best ways to get at a problem, which is certainly not unique to Kalamazoo. There have been mass shootings before Kalamazoo, and sadly, there will probably be shootings after Kalamazoo, different places.
Correct.
So what are the ways that you're at least thinking right now of determining the best tools for addressing the long-term problem of violence?
Well, I think first and foremost, we need to have broader conversations throughout our communities, throughout our region, throughout our city, throughout our county. There are many, many partners who are already having conversations about this. And the perfect solution probably doesn't exist, but good solutions will be found through those diverse points of view. Sadly, I guess, shortly after the incidents this weekend, both Mike and I had individuals from across the country, other communities that have had random shooting incidents reach out to us and offer support, offer referrals to folks who've had to problem solve through these kinds of situations before. So I would expect that those long-term solutions will first and foremost start with more community dialogue with diverse points of view so that we can clarify what we think the context is in Kalamazoo, and then also looking to other communities who had to figure this out before us.
Did anyone from any of those communities that you talked to say that they found some solutions, that they found some ways to make things better after they had experienced something horrific like this?
We haven't had the opportunity to get into that detailed conversation yet, but obviously our goal is to get to that point. I think what we're dealing with right now is kind of the immediate response and working through that, but we're going to take advantage of that. And I think that's the other nice thing about the roles of Community Foundations United Ways. We have a network of support and systems across the country that can help and want to support us in this work.
One of the things that you often hear after one of these horrific events is that there's a shooting, there's a good several days of news coverage, and then it's more or less forgotten and people move on until the next one happens. Is there a way to keep the conversation going in such a way that it does get closer to some sort of a solution?
That is our responsibility. That's the opportunity that I think community leaders have in Kalamazoo, Battle Creek, Mattawan, throughout the region. It's our responsibility to make sure that we're having those ongoing conversations, that we don't forget about the incidents, the victims, and their families, and that we put in place the strategies and the solutions that will prevent this in the future. And when you think about a region like ours with incredible resources, incredible generosity, and amazing assets, we can recover from this incident and be stronger because of it if individuals, institutions, and leaders really take up that responsibility to make sure that this wasn't just a short-term increase awareness opportunity and that it really was a transformational opportunity.
Whenever we start talking about gun violence, though, this is a thorny issue, and there are some pretty strong opinions about the right to own guns and the responsibility to regulate guns. How prepared are you to delve into what is likely to be a very heated argument if one is going to truly address the issue of gun violence?
You know, I think that you're absolutely right. It's a very sensitive issue, and it's been obviously a very hot topic across our country. I think and I can only speak on behalf of United Way, I think we want to look at violence as a whole and how it's impacting our community. And I think, as Carrie mentioned, as we engage the community, I think we're going to hear from them on what are those things that we really need to focus on as a community. Because it can't be a single organization or a few that are going to address any of these issues. It's going to take us as a community coming together. in defining what we want to see happen for our community. Mm-hmm. And then we'll all find our role in how do we impact this. So I really believe what you said is really going to define the next steps as we move forward.
I also think, too, there's a lot of common ground in issues like gun violence that we skip over sometimes, and we focus more on the differences in our point of view. I believe in this region, everybody wants to live in a safe community. I think everyone wants to be a part of a community that takes care of our most vulnerable. And I think if we can stay focused on those shared aspirations, it will help us find the solutions and the opportunities that we can all agree on. We're not interested in changing people's minds necessarily, especially when it comes to really divergent points of view. But for the most part, there is a real solid base of shared aspiration. And if we can start there and focus there, I think we can get further in these conversations than we might think.
If we were to come back here a year from now and talk about what has happened, what would you hope that you could sit where you are now and tell me and our radio audience you have been able to do in a year?
Well, I think what's already happening in Kalamazoo is the incredible collaboration across organizations. I think we saw that in the first responders after the incident this weekend. The sheriff, the police, all of those folks who really came together to contain and resolve the activities. You're seeing it in the funders as well, the collaborative relationships, and not just the three of us who are a part of this particular fund, but many funders across the region. You're seeing it in the providers of those direct services as well. I think that will continue, and a year from now, we'll be able to say that Kalamazoo is a safer place. It's a safer community. It's a safer region. I think we'll be able to say that this is a community that is cohesive and unified in our vision for our community, and especially a safer place for our children. I believe that's possible.
I'd also kind of say that, you know, we have a heightened sense of urgency around the issue now. And I hope that we get to this point next year, we have that same sense of urgency around it, that it doesn't take an incident like this to get our attention, that we realize that violence in our community is not an issue that just happens once or twice. It happens all the time. And how do we, like you said, create a community that's safe for everyone? And that everybody understands how important that is and what their role is in helping make that happen in our community.
How long would you say long-term is?
I think what we are learning from this experience is that timelines are very fluid. What I have seen our providers, our collaborators, our partners do is triage and prioritize on an hourly basis, and then on a daily basis, and then on a weekly basis. It's evolving as we speak, and I think it will continue to evolve. We'll look back on these days and say, it's amazing what we were able to accomplish in the first 48 hours. And we may look back a year from now and say, we should have moved faster. It's a fluid concept.
Kerry Pickett Irway and Mike Larson, thank you very much for your time.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Kerry Pickett Irway is CEO of the Kalamazoo Community Foundation. Mike Larson is the CEO of the United Way of the Battle Creek and Kalamazoo region. Those organizations, along with the Battle Creek Community Foundation, are accepting donations in the wake of Saturday night's shooting in Kalamazoo. You can find links at wmuk.org.